After hosting his counterparts from Burkina Faso and Mali in Niamey last week, Nigerian General Moussa Salo Barmo, Chief of Armed Forces, said the three West African nations will be better positioned to create conditions for region security by officially combining counterterrorism efforts. Millions have been displaced by terror threats and attacks throughout all three countries. Oluwole Ejowale is the regional coordinator at the Senegal-based Institute of Security Studies. He calls the tripartite deal to fight terror along shared border a significant development.
The criminals, the terrorist groups, the jihadists, the bandits that are operating in those three areas, particularly in their tri-border area, they have safe havens across those countries. They are recruiting from those countries and they are perpetrating their attacks in those three countries. So I think it's a welcome development that they want to collaborate in terms of providing military solution to the crisis.
The military leaders in Bamako, Niamey and Ouagadougou say they topple the civilian-led government for failing to deal with insecurity, particularly emanating from terror groups. Since taking power, however, all three nations have seen conflict fatalities from political violence increase by 38% and civilian deaths by over 18%, according to the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project. All three military leaders have been at odds with other leaders in the Economic Community of West African States, a regional economic bloc, about how to return democratically elected civilian government to power. Western economic support and security backing has been suspended for all three countries since the military juntas came to power. David Otto, head of security and defense analysis with the Geneva Center for Africa Security and Strategic Studies, says good governance and popular support is needed to defeat the terrorist threat.
The success of any operational or any security or defense pact, you know, often is tied to economic stability, of course, because it is also tied to people's support. If the people in these countries do not have, you know, daily bread and the governance structure becomes weak, you know, then that could also have a direct impact on the successes of this operation.
Ojewale says a lack of international support may hinder their shared security goals.
They are left with one direction of international support now, and that is what comes from Russia. And don't forget that Russia is also prosecuting a serious war in Ukraine. So they might not be able to get sufficient support that they require in that regard. But if they are able to maybe muster some courage and some capability as far as intelligence gathering, and they are able to act proactively in addressing their counterinsurgency operation through intelligence gathering that leaves situations and potential attacks in the port, maybe they might be able to gain some mileage, but it's yet to be seen.
Experts note that given the current insecurity situation in these countries, their militarized approach to counterterrorism is likely to continue to fuel escalatory dynamics and increase violence within the community. Mohamed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.